2018年精编初中英语教学与评估15
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. We look forward to seeing the performance of the famous ballet dancer.
We look forward to seeing the performance of the famous ballet dancer.
2. Cindy held a birthday party last Sunday, and we all had a good time that day.
Cindy held a birthday party last Sunday, and we all had a good time that day.
3. Little kids are wondering, days before Christmas, what present Santa Claus prepares for them this year.
Little kids are wondering, days before Christmas, what presents Santa Claus prepares for them this year.
4.It was sunny yesterday, and we had a nice picnic in the park.
It was sunny yesterday, and we had a nice picnic in the park.
5. Ken always watches TV cartoon programs in the afternoon during the holidays.
Ken always watches TV cartoon programs in the afternoon during the holidays.
6. My parents often tell me that a warm smile is the language of kindness.
My parents often tell me that a warm smile is the language of kindness.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。7.
Who is that woman with long black hair?
She is Miss Smith, the Greek teacher of Class 4.
Question, where is Miss Smith from?
请再听一遍。
Who is that woman with long black hair?
She is Miss Smith, the Greek teacher of Class 4.
Question, where is Miss Smith from?
8. You look worried, Betty. What's the matter?
There will be a history test next Monday. I haven't prepared for it yet.
Don't worry. There are still 3 days. I can help you go over the lessons.
Question. Why does Betty look worried?
请再听一遍。
You look worried, Betty. What's the matter?
There will be a history test next Monday. I haven't prepared for it yet.
Don't worry. There are still 3 days. I can help you go over the lessons.
Question. Why does Betty look worried?
Nine. Hello, Mary. Shall we see a play with Ellen tomorrow night?
Oh, really?That would be wonderful. How shall we go there then?
Well, you can come to my house and I will drive you there.
Okay, see you then.
Question. How will they go to see the play tomorrow night?
请再听一遍。
Hello, Mary. Shall we see a play with Ellen tomorrow night?
Oh, really? That would be wonderful. How shall we go there, then?
Well, you can come to my house, and I will drive you there.
Okay, see you then.
Question. How will they go to see the play tomorrow night? Ten. Good afternoon, miss. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. Could you please tell me when the next plane to Beijing will take off?
Well, it should take off at 1:30 p.m. But it was put off to 3:10 p.m. because of the bad weather.
Question: When will the plane take off?
请再听一遍。
Good afternoon, miss. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. Could you please tell me when the next plane to Beijing will take off?
Well, it should take off at 1:30 p.m. But it was put off to 3:10 p.m. because of the bad weather.
Question: When will the plane take off?
Tom, you're late again.
I'm really sorry. I got up quite early this morning. There were so many buses and cars in the street that the bus could hardly move. So I got off the bus and ran to work.
No more excuses. If you're late again, you'll be out of work.
Question: What is the relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Tom, you're late again.
I'm really sorry. I got up quite early this morning. There were so many buses and cars in the street that the bus could hardly move. So I got off the bus and ran to work.
No more excuses. If you're late again, you'll be out of work.
Question: What is the relationship between the two speakers?
12. Hi, Robert.You seem kind of quiet today. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm trying to make a big decision. I was offered a new job in another city. It's an exciting job, but I'm not so sure about leaving.
Question: What can we learn about Robert?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Robert. You seem kind of quiet today. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm trying to make a big decision. I was offered a new job in another city. It's an exciting job, but I'm not so sure about leaving.
Question: What can we learn about Robert?
13. I thought the service was pretty good. The server was very friendly.
Well...But you did have to ask her for coffee 3 times.
Question: What did the man mean?
请再听一遍。
I thought the service was pretty good. The server was very friendly.
Well, but you did have to ask her for coffee 3 times.
Question: What did the man mean?
14. Hi, Tony. Long time no see. Where did you go?
Hi, Kate. I went to Australia with my classmates.
Wow, sounds great. Where did you stay in Australia?
I stayed with a local family. They are very kind.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Tony.Long time no see. Where did you go?
Hi, Kate. I went to Australia with my classmates.
Wow, sounds great. Where did you stay in Australia?
I stayed with a local family. They are very kind.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
14.Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Lucy was afraid of the dark. When lights went out, every shadow became a monster. Lucy's aunt was famous for her courage, so she asked her aunt how she could become brave.Her aunt said, Let me tell you a secret. Blind children can't see, so their hands are their eyes. All you have to do is to close your eyes of your face and open the eyes of your hands. Let's make a deal tonight. When you go to bed and turn off the light, if anything makes you afraid, close your eyes and try to see what it is with your hands. And tomorrow tell me how you're getting on with the fear. Lucy agreed. After her parents took her to bed, she felt afraid of one of the shadows in the bedroom. But she closed her eyes of her face and tried to open the eyes of her hands. And she took up all her courage to go towards that shadow. The next morning, Lucy ran into the kitchen with a smile on her face. The monster was so soft. It was my teddy bear.
请再听一遍。
Lucy was afraid of the dark. When lights went out, every shadow became a monster. Lucy's aunt was famous for her courage, so she asked her aunt how she could become brave. Her aunt said, "Let me tell you a secret. Blind children can't see, so their hands are their eyes. All you have to do is to close your eyes of your face and open the eyes of your hands. Let's make a deal tonight. When you go to bed and turn off the light, if anything makes you afraid, close your eyes and try to see what it is with your hands. And tomorrow tell me how you're getting on with the fear." Lucy agreed. After her parents took her to bed, she felt afraid of one of the shadows in the bedroom. But she closed her eyes of her face and tried to open the eyes of her hands. And she took up all her courage to go towards that shadow. The next morning, Lucy ran into the kitchen with a smile on her face. The monster was so soft, it was my teddy bear. D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Good evening, sir. I hear you have been robbed. When did the robbery happen?
2 hours ago.
Please tell me exactly what happened.
I was sitting in this living room watching TV when someone knocked on the door. I was expecting my wife.So I opened it at once without thinking.
That wasn't very wise, sir. What happened then?
2 men broke into the flat and tied me up.
Did you get a good look at them?
I'm afraid not. They were both wearing socks over faces.
They didn't seem to have done much damage to the flat.
No, they had just begun to search it when the dogs next door began to bark. They ran off. 1.5 hours later, my wife returned and found me. I phoned the police at 7:50.
请再听一遍。
Good evening, sir. I hear you have been robbed. When did the robbery happen?
2 hours ago.
Please tell me exactly what happened.
I was sitting in this living room watching TV when someone knocked on the door. I was expecting my wife, so I opened it at once without thinking.
That wasn't very wise, sir. What happened then?
2 men broke into the flat and tied me up.
Did you get a good look at them?
I'm afraid not. They were both wearing socks over faces.
They didn't seem to have done much damage to the flat.
No, they had just begun to search it when the dogs next door began to bark. They ran off. 1.5 hours later, my wife returned and found me. I phoned the police at 7:50.